Oh, yeah, that iron that goes on to hold the bricks up?
No, what I meant was when the wood is burned.
Oh, yeah, ashes. Ashes?
Did you ever
that
use
that? Drop back,
yes,
down to the floor, to say, what you take up. That would be ashes.
Uh-huh.
And we'd make soap out of that.
Is that white ash? Is that what you call white ash?
Oh, just ashes.
It's just ashes.
E-S-H-E-S. Uh-huh. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes.
Just ashes.
Ashes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And off the kitchen, where did you keep the food in the house? Did you have something in the kitchen to keep the food?
Not too much.
Uh-huh.
We didn't keep too much. We kept it in an outhouse, a smokehouse, where we kept the bulk of the food.
Mm-hmm.
I would take in bad weather, cold weather and everything. It'd bring it enough maybe to last a day or two.
Where would they keep it?
We'd have a shelf, a safe. We had safes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had extra shelves made. You could set some dishes and this thing to use in there around that. That old newspaper covers cut over and hung down on it. A place about like this thing, twice as long as that, you know.
Oh, I see.
About that deep. You could just, sometimes you'd go in there and didn't want to be going back three times a day. The family go in the outhouse and get enough meal or flour. Why, they just have a big crock or something. They just fill that thing up. That'd last all day or two. They'd set that in there. Then the next meal, they wouldn't have to go back outdoors in the house, they just get it out the shelf.
Now, would that shelf be what you call a safe?
No, it's just a shelf. It's
just a shelf.
Something just nailed to the wall inside of the kitchen wall, you see. We have a safe. Now, we'd have a safe, understand?
Mm-hmm.
But always look like it's, you can't hardly have enough room if a person is. Got dishes and a thing, and more than two or three of the house, you can't hardly have enough room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear anybody talk about a pantry?
Pantry?
Yes.
I sure have.
Now, is a pantry a different room, or is that a piece of furniture, or is it a different room, or what exactly is a pantry?
Well, what little I know about it is just a place where you keep your pickles and canned foods and some of the things that.
Mm-hmm. Was it a piece of furniture?
It's just a little room, cut off,
like
a closet.
I don't
call them a closet. I wouldn't. I may not know all I need to know about it.
Well, what I'm interested in is how you used to hear it, different places call it different things.
That's
what I'm interested in, what you say.
But I'll tell you, I've heard of them, and I've husked with folks. They tell me to go in the pantry, and your houses have just cut off rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a bathroom, you have another little place in that, maybe you keep something else. That's the way I thought it was, man.
Mm-hmm. What would people call a room where they kept a lot of old furniture and things they didn't want to throw away? They might not use, but they didn't
I wouldn't know much about
away.
That.
Did you ever hear plunder or junk?
Junk. Junk house.
Junk house. Did you ever hear a plunder house?
Oh, we had those rooms for old stuff we won't use. But that was about the barn and but I was telling you about where we kept our meat. But like old furniture and stuff like that. Whenever we got through with it, we just had to go to a ditch with kids and things like that. But